This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. For some tech companies, hopes to not get hacked in 2014 have already been dashed. Self-destructing messaging app Snapchat is on the defensive this week. 4.6 million usernames and their associated phone numbers were leaked in a security breach. And Microsoft calling service Skype has become the latest victim of the hacking unit calling itself the Syrian Electronic Army. That's after the SEA apparently hacked into Skype's Twitter and Facebook accounts and started broadcasting messages telling people not to use Microsoft because the company sells data to governments. The BBC's Dave Lee has been looking into this. Hi, Dave.
Hello there.
Okay, so let's talk about Skype for a moment. This is a familiar story to all of us who have been following the news. It sounds like the Syrian Electronic Army, whoever that is, managed to hack into, at the very least, Skype's Twitter account and perhaps some other social media accounts. And this was a case of phishing.
Yes, it's the same, like you say, a familiar story. We've seen it with heaps of places. The Associated Press, it happened with. Even at the BBC, we had one of our weather accounts was targeted in this way. And you're right, it's phishing. So it's someone pretending to be someone official and emailing perhaps a member of the Microsoft team, Microsoft who owns Skype, and tricking them into thinking they were logging in legitimately to something. So it's not a full kind of hack on any Skype systems, but it's more a kind of publicity hack. You know, it makes them look silly on social media, which obviously no company wants at all.
We don't know a ton about who the Syrian Electronic Army is, right? But obviously they have an agenda, at least in terms of the tweets that they send out, talking about how Microsoft basically works with the government to allow for government surveillance on citizens, right? This tweet was retweeted, 8,000 times or something like that before Skype managed to erase it. It seems to be a pretty effective publicity stunt.
It is very, very effective. I mean, the SEA, which for all we know could maybe just be one person. We've had some brief email conversations with the SEA here at the BBC, and the impression we get is just one very sort of gifted hacker. And their drive is very pro-Assad generally, but now it's turned to these kind of spying and surveillance problems that dominated last year's news and probably will for the next year as well.
The BBC's Dave Lee. Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Speaking of hacking and surveillance, the New York Times has an editorial today calling for clemency for NSA leaker Edward Snowden. The newspaper says that Snowden, who is now living in Russia, was justified in making information about government surveillance public.